Great. Well, the end of the year coming fast, and it's a situation you go into that is unprecedented in so far as you're hoping to bounce back from a defeat at professional level.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's in my professional career, it's a first for me, you know what I mean? So I'm excited now moving into this fight now on December 5th. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to getting back into the ring now and putting in a good performance, putting in a solid performance, and moving into 2020 with the world title hopes again.
So tell us what happens between today and December the 5th in terms of your training schedule.
Well, I was up back home this weekend, so I'm from Dublin out of camp, so just came back up home now because this is my last weekend at home. So I was up in Donegal, Balbofey here today, and I did a great run way up the back hills in Donegal here, so it was great to get up the hills and get a good solid run in. It's a run that I've been doing since I was about 10, 11 years of age, and it was great to get up there and get that run in, and you know, just brings back a lot of memories of all my training camps, all my training that I've done as a kid the whole way up into my professional career, and it was great to get up there now. And as I says, look, training's been going great for me. I go back up to Dublin now tomorrow, and I fly out to LA on Thursday, and then it's all hard training now up until Thursday, good technical work, good hard slogging, and then we're back and then to fight week once I land in LA, and it's just about keeping everything sharp and keeping everything nice and calm and relaxed.
Now, you're under the guidance of former world middleweight champion Andy Lee. What's been the biggest difference? Anything in particular?
Yeah, Andy's way, he's a great man. You know, so much intelligence inside of the boxing ring and outside of the boxing ring also. He's just very calm, controlled, relaxed. What way could you call it? When he's speaking to you, he speaks a lot of sense. It's nice and calm and relaxed, and it goes in a lot easier, you know what I mean? He's just put things across very well, and as I say, you know, he knows this game inside and out, and he's been through it all himself as a professional, and there's no better man to have in my corner than Andy right now.
And what do you think you probably have learnt most from the fight against Terreno Johnston?
Yeah, look, it was a funny feeling for me in against that fight, or in against Terreno for that fight. It was strange for me because I just didn't feel mentally. I just didn't feel myself. Everything that I'm capable of doing, it's all still there, but just mentally, I didn't show up on the night and didn't really show up on the camp leading up to that fight. That's all changed now. I have obviously moved location, moved trainer, and I'm in a great place right now, and I'm looking forward to getting in against Correjo now on December 5th and putting in a performance and doing some damage.
And finally, Jason, what can you tell us about your opponent? How much do you know about him? How much have you studied him on tapes, and have you seen him in action ever?
Yeah, he's a good operator. You know, he has 20 fights with only 4 losses. So he's coming in here with a good record. You know, I'm looking forward to getting in there against a lad with a winning record, with a good record behind him. A lot of fighters after defeats take guys with losing records and get in there and knock a guy out, say, 1 or 2 rounds, which, you know, won't benefit me in any way. I don't see where it benefits any fighter. So I'm looking forward to getting in there now against Abraham Cordejo. I've watched a bit of tape on him, everything like that, but my key focus is myself right now, making sure that I get into that ring fully fit, fully ready, fully prepared, and everything's going to plan so far.
And no doubt you're hoping to end the year and secure a victory that can be the springboard for an even better 2020.
Exactly. This is what this fight's all about. I'm looking forward to getting into the ring now. As I said, you know, previously there, I'm looking forward to you then putting in a good performance, putting on a good show, getting that victory, moving in, having a good Christmas, and pushing into 2020 back to getting that world title shot.